Hello, everybody. This is Dove Gordon from dovegordon.net, dovegordon.net, and I'm here with Skip Weissman of Workplace Communication Experts, expert.com. Hi, Skip.
Hello, Dove. Good to be here.
And Skip is a member in my Plenty of Clients Acceleration Program, and he has agreed to generously share some of the progress he's made over the last half year or so since we've been working together. And we're going to be talking about, amongst other things, how Skip has been able to attract more of his ideal clients through his website, why it is that people are responding more to the emails that he sends out. He's been sending out emails all along, but he's getting a better response. And how it is that Skip has recently had his best couple of months, I think, ever, Skip. Is that right?
In a very long time, yes.
Okay. All right. And the difference, I think, you tell me if I'm wrong, is that this time it seems to be more systematic.
It seems to be more systematic, and it seems to be more with the right people I'd want to be working more with.
But we're getting a little ahead of ourselves, so let's take a step back. Who are you?
Well, Dove, my name is Skip Weissman, and I am in Poughkeepsie, New York, which is, I guess it's sort of a suburb of New York City, about 65 miles north of New York City, where the last line on the commuter rail into Manhattan, and I'm amazed at how many people commute the 2 hours each way to work in New York City, but I'm not one of them.
Okay.
And I work out of my home. I am a consultant with small businesses that help improve workplace communication. I work with a business leader and their teams to improve performance through enhanced communication to really end the drama that most business leaders are facing with their employees in the workplace to help turn around the work environment.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what did you do before you put out a shingle as a consultant?
Well, I had a totally different life, as most people, I guess, who get into this business do. I ran minor league baseball teams in the United States for 20 years. I was president and general manager of five different minor league franchises in small little communities like Poughkeepsie, and did that for 20 years. And realized at the end of 20 years I didn't want to be doing it when I was 50 years old because of the lifestyle. Spending my entire life at a baseball stadium was fun when I was 25, not so much fun when I began to get closer to the age of 40, and decided I wanted a different lifestyle and had to figure out what I was going to do for the second phase of my professional career. And I realized in looking back and doing sort of self-reflection that I was pretty good at creating a good work environment along with developing people. There's probably at least six or eight people that have come up through my organization in baseball that are still today running their own minor league teams or still involved in the game as a senior executive level. So I figured I could develop people, and if I could do it for myself, I could probably help other business leaders do it as well. So that's what I decided to move into.
And you did a rather good job as a manager of a minor league baseball team. I do remember you once telling me that you had how many consecutive sold out games?
Well, the last team I was with here in this area in the Hudson Valley region of New York, we sold out 92 consecutive home games in our first three seasons, and it was it was a lot of what systems and processes that I had instituted in our organization, but we just hit. It's one of those things. It was the right thing at the right time. It was like the real estate thing with location, location, location. We were in the right place, the right time, the right location. It all came together, and the thing
and the
I'm
right manager,
we were able to create something. Absolutely. But we put some systems in place similar to your program. We put really good business systems in place, replicated them one year to the next, and just created a following that kept fans coming back. And it was really an exciting time for me. But a few years after that, it was time to move on and climb other mountains.
All right, good. Okay, so would that qualify as having been in the corporate world? Does minor league baseball qualify?
It was really more of a small business world, which is why, I really believe that I'm working with the people, just like me. I was in the small business. The largest organization I had ever worked for or ever ran was about a $3 million business, about a dozen full-time employees.
Got it.
I'm a veteran of the small business world, and I think I relate to those type of business operators best, and that's why I choose to work with them.
Okay, got it. Okay, good. Small business world. So you and I have been working together for a little over half a year, I think. What is it that that led you to reach out to me? I mean, we've known each other for longer than that. So, what is it that led you to say, "Hey, you know, let's do something together"? Where were you at that point?
Well, things were. I had my worst year in 2011. It was a struggle. I don't think I took any income from the business for about 10 months in 2011. Thank goodness my wife had a good steady income source for the family. And so I really struggled around that time period. I don't think it was the economy. You know, everybody between 2008 and 2012 can blame the economy here in the United States, but I never blamed that. I just think it was me and my approach and who, you know, how I was articulating what I did and the value I brought to the world. But after that, I started to sort of get a handle on it and gain some traction. The end of 2011, 2012 was looking up and had a much better year. And so was the first half of 2013. But I really felt that there was something missing. I had something you call a hand-raising free offer. I had been using it since 2011. I actually changed my brand to become the Workplace Communication Expert in the spring of 2011. I think that transition had something to do with my challenges as I gained traction around it. But my hand-raising free offer that I created then was a white paper report around workplace communication called The 7 Deadliest Communication Sins. And I was thinking it in the spring of 2013, right before you and I started working together, that reported sort of run its course. It was still attracting some things for me, but it wasn't attracting exactly the type of ideal clients I wanted. It's still a foundation of my work, but I thought it was time to make a shift and accelerate. And I was not exactly attracting the clients I wanted to be working with that thing. And I said, maybe it's time to make a little shift. Let me do a little bit more work on my business. And, as you mentioned, we've been friends and colleagues for, a long time. I think we met probably 6 or 7 years ago. And I've seen your evolution and development as to how you've evolved your business. And some of the things you've been talking about, I love the emails and the stories you send out that just are absolutely tremendously engaging. So I think initially my attraction to your work really was around the writing and how to create stories and emails that just really suck you in and engage the reader. I said, I want to be able to write like that and engage my list the same way. Mm-hmm. And so that was the first thing that attracted me to you. And then secondly was, great, how can I then use that to start attracting the clients and the business owners I really want to be working with, and then be able to close more of those deals and bring more of those people into my world. And so that's what attracted me to your systems, and decided, might be a good thing to invest in working with Doug for a little while.
Okay. I'm certainly glad you did. All right. So, okay, and how would you summarize, or when you think about what we've done over the last half a year or so, what stands out for you? What progress do you feel you've most made? What skills do you feel you've most learned and mastered? Where do you feel you are now relative to where you were then?
I think it's amazing for me to hear me say this, but I really think I'm more confident in who I am and what I do and the value I deliver to my clients. And it really came from that initial activities and exercises we did to create the hand-raising free offer. The new hand-raising free offer that we developed was the thing around ending the drama in the workplace and taking employees that bring drama into the workplace that frustrate the business owner and keep things stuck, to actually getting employees to take initiative and really ownership of their job. And through that sort of discovery process of refining the value I bring to my clients and creating that hand-raising free offer around that, that's given me more confidence, I think, in how I articulate what I do to the prospects and the business owners I come in contact with. So that's really been very helpful. And as I noticed just a few weeks ago here in the new year, I was actually getting people coming to my website and asking to speak with me that were much more of my ideal client. Mm-hmm. I think I had 3 in 3 weeks, so it was one sort of ideal client reaching out to me that I had never heard from before, didn't know where they found me, but they found me. We downloaded the hand-raising free offer, and then we had a discussion. And maybe I got one or two of those a year, but to see I got 3 in 3 weeks to start mm-hmm. this year, I said, wow, that's somebody's paying attention somewhere.
What do you attribute that to? Do you think it's just luck, or do you think it's a result of something you're doing differently?
I think it's a result of a lot of the writing that I'm doing, and because I'm noticing that when I send out emails to my list, which I have a subscription list of about 8,500 or so that follow my blog and my articles, it's built up over the last couple of years. What I'm noticing now is just a little more interaction, a little more responsiveness from the folks on my list. And what I mean by that is, you know, I have a call to action at the end of every email, and people seem to be following through on that call to action. And the only way they can be doing that, in my estimation, is they have to be reading through the whole email story, because it's at the very bottom. And I doubt that people are opening up the email and going right to the bottom to sign up for the hand raising free offer or the strategy session. They're reading the article that leads them into it. And that has been really exciting for me, because, as I said, one of the things I, was intrigued by the work that you do is how you craft those emails that engage the audience. And I think that's really starting to happen for me this year. And you've really helped me think in those terms and write in those ways. And I think it's making a difference. The challenge is to keep writing that way and keep coming up with the ideas and noticing things in my work environment, whether it be my client work or the prospect interactions I have, and how to use those as examples and craft engaging stories around that connects with my ideal clients on my list.
Mm-hmm. You brought up this point about writing and improving writing, and I think that I want people to recognize this, because it's an important part of what we do here in the Plenty of Clients Acceleration Program. Two points I think they're interesting. First of all, people can learn to write for response. We spend a lot of time on that, I suppose. Well, I spend a lot of time on it. And what I mean by that is really the second point. You know, a lot of people, when they hear a coaching program, they're concerned that they're going to be thrown into a big group of people. And, you know, like some people, that what they consider coaching I'll put 500 people in front of a webinar and I'll call that coaching. That's not what we do. Can you say a little bit about the kind of individual attention you get within the context of the group, but the individual attention you've gotten and how it is that you've learned to write in this way that is getting the kind of response you've long wanted?
Yeah, well, that's been very helpful as far as part of this program, because, what I've been doing is sort of evolving along the way. Well, as soon as I decided to do this and start writing some of these type of engaging emails, I would craft something, I would send it to you, you would give me feedback on it, I'd restructure it, I'd send it back to you, and we'd go through 2, 3, 4, 5 revisions sometimes as I refined it and took your advice and tweaked some things along the way. And I think you're noticing this too. The initial emails I sent out, we were going through 4 or 5 revisions. Now we're down to, 1 or 2 or none at all. Mm-hmm. And so over the last few months, I think it's started to, kick in as to how to frame things, how to start, how to open, and how to move people through the articles. So that really customized feedback from you in the coaching there has been invaluable. It's been tremendous. It's been exciting to see that evolution and to work with you on that. And yeah, the customized stuff is great. Between the discussion forum where you can post things and you respond directly, or on the couple of group coaching calls that we have where there's, not an overwhelming number of people on the call. We all get customized work, really every week or every other week. It's up to us as often as we show up with issues and stuff that we want. So that's tremendous that you can get that much individual attention. And the other thing that I know you always preach that I find too is just listening to the calls and hearing other people's challenges and issues, we all learn from. And that's very helpful as well. And we've also had some engagement with the other folks on the list. I think I've helped 1 or 2 folks that have been in the program. We've had offline calls on our own, one-on-one, to share best practices or what we've learned and help each other. So that's been great too.
Yeah, really good quality people. I'm very proud of the people we attract around here.
I agree. I guess that's because I'm one of them.
Yes, one of them. Now, you mentioned that some of the work we did at the very beginning, as you said, you were surprised. You said, "I'm surprised to hear what I'm saying," but the result of that was much more confidence. Now, what we did at the beginning was we really, I suppose one way of looking at it was we helped you really clarify what your who you were talking to and what your message was going to be. Would you agree?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's been key.
Yeah, this is what I refer to as, you know, the marketing helium. So anybody who's heard me talk about marketing helium, this is about getting really clear about what problem do you help solve, what result do you enable? Because when you can be really clear about the answer to those two questions, what problem you help solve, what results you enable, and the answer which will then be the focus of any marketing tactics that you decide to use, whatever tactic you choose will go further, and you feel so much more confident in what it is you're saying and how you're talking about it. Because one of the weaknesses that so many people who have so much to offer have is that they're not just they you ask them to talk about what they do, or and it just isn't clear, you know, just done, and they can feel it more than anybody else, and that's why they don't come across as confident. That's one of the first things we did. And I also remember, if you don't mind sharing, and again, there are so many coaching programs out there, and I really want those people who are looking for the right one to really get anything that you can share with them that would help them understand why what we do is different and how it's different. You've been in other programs before, and I don't mean, you know, don't mention anything specifically. And
yeah,
I'm sure you got something from everyone, but how does this compare?
I think the biggest difference is that each each coach program obviously brings, you know, has a different focus, different structure and format. What I found, I think, is our work is really the personal connection, the personal touch. It really is unique and customized to our specific thing, you know, and I guess the best way to articulate that is, from what I'm seeing, is the broad base of the different type of businesses that are in the program. You know, and you can speak better to this as I'm training. You know, we have some financial people. You have something that, you know, I'm a small business consultant who just works with, you know, communication. But you've got people that are selling some things up in Canada. I don't even know what they do. And then you've got this guy from, you know, who just sells like supply chain stuff in China. You know, so there's such a broad base of types of businesses that are in this program that is really unique. I'm even learning about what type of businesses there are in the world. But the systems that you apply to this work fit within virtually every aspect of industry and business, which I think is really unique. And you can customize how you interact with them within that structure. That to me has been the most unique, and it seems to be working for all of us.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, for the most part, they're all experts of some kind, but that's not even true. Even that's not fully true. We have somebody now who's got a web-based fax to email service, and he's applying the same thing to that business, which in many ways is a commodity. But what he's come to understand very rapidly within his first couple of weeks of joining us is that who his ideal clients are, and his ideal clients are worth maybe 100 times more than the others, and how to identify them, how to talk to them, and how to reach out to them. And he's starting to work on that and put that into place. And I have to be honest that I didn't necessarily know how he would apply it. But, It really does apply to a whole range of businesses. That's because we focus on the fundamentals. It's all about the fundamentals. It's about getting to the simplicity beyond complexity. That's what we're always looking for, to keep things simple. All right, thank you, Skip. Anything else that you feel like sharing that comes to mind?
Just the thing that you just mentioned about fundamentals. You know, being a baseball guy and somebody who worked in professional sports, and I talk about how you can become a champion in business, just like you become a champion in athletics, and it is exactly that. It's the fundamentals. You know, it's the stuff that we don't like practicing every day. It's the mundane stuff. It's the nitty gritty everyday fundamental stuff. But that's what gets major league ball players to the major leagues. It's what gets you to win the World Series and the Super Bowl here in the United States, or the World Cup if you're an international football fan. That's how great, you know, athletes get to the top. It's how you win the Olympics, by practicing the fundamentals every day ad nauseum, so you become, you know, so it becomes second nature to you. And I think that's what, you know, that's what you're teaching and coaching all of us in the program, is some really sound fundamentals that just is very replicatable to keep evolving our business one step at a time. That's the other thing that I want to make differentiate you with, because the thing that you also harp on is because we can get overwhelmed with all the stuff there is to do. But the thing that you preach and drive into us on every call is you really just need to know what your next step is and not, you know, get overwhelmed with them, but just keep one foot in front of the other, keep those one steps at a time. And then you're really good at helping us just stay refined in that. What is that next step? Just one step at a time. What is that next step? Stay focused on that, do it, and let's come back and revisit how it worked and refine it and focus on your next single step.
Great point. Glad you brought that up. And on that note, I'll just say that if anybody has been listening to you and maybe following my work and feels that the Plenty of Clients Acceleration Program might be a good fit for you, here's your next step. Go to dovegordon.net. That's D as in David, OVGORDON.net/chat, CHAT, dovegordon.net/chat, and fill in the request form over there. Tell me a little about yourself. And what we would then do is schedule time to talk for about 10, 15 minutes, get a sense of each other, and see where that leads us. Thank you very much, Skip.
Great, Dove. Thank you. I look forward to continuing our work together.
Yeah, I heard you chuckle there. You liked my next step, huh?
Yeah, that was perfect.
All right.
But that was great.
It's almost like we rehearsed this, right? I appreciate your generosity in sharing.
You're welcome. I look forward to hearing the edited version.
All right.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.